Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trans channel, and that means his consciousness is totally gone, and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners will come through. That is all of you. It's over 100 so far, well over, because we've had new people almost every week on the last few shows. We get no advance notice, so it's always a nice surprise for us, too. So, let me give you some phone numbers. The numbers are on my email, if you got that. And if you're on listen-only lines, there's two of those, and you want to ask a question, which we would love to have you do, you need to hang up and call a different number. The toll-free number to call for Q&A is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And you are?
This is Wanta.
Wanta. Oh, Wanta, thank you for your nice message to the host yesterday, I believe it was.
You are so welcome.
That is lovely. Okay, and very, very right on. So thank you, Wanta, for being here. For those who are not familiar with you, could you give us just a hair of information about your background, or have you been on a planet in a 3D life or not?
Dear ones, I am from the planet Arcturus.
Ah.
And it's my pleasure to talk to you this evening.
Thank you so much. And what is your major area of focus on Arcturus or on a call such as this?
Empowerment.
Oh, I like that one.
Thank you.
So you are here to help empower those who wish to feel empowered to receive the energy of that?
Those who are feeling less than empowered.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, I'm sure all of us in the human form do feel that at times. Okay, so welcome, Barbara.
Oh, hello, Dylan. Good evening.
Go ahead, Barbara.
Hello? Oh, thank you. Wanta.
Yes.
What is, after 5 years, of horrific fighting and everything, is it true that Aleppo is now free?
It is so, dear one.
Will it go back or remain the same, or will it have improvement?
Dear one, nothing on your planet is going to go backwards.
It remains the same.
No, it's going forward, dear one.
When they talk about the mark of the beast, is the beast technology?
The beast, if you must put a definition to it, is self-hatred.
Explain.
That is what the beast is.
It hates.
Self-hatred.
It hates everything.
When a person hates themselves, that is the beast at work.
is the human body, is it designed to only live on Earth?
Not at all, my dear.
So it can live on other planets?
Yes, there are humans on other planets.
Were there lots of angels present at the tomb when Jesus died? Or were they celestial beings?
Well, that is an interesting question. You would have to first agree that Jesus died there. And that didn't happen.
He never died?
Not there.
But he did die.
Decades later, in France.
In France?
Yes.
So he didn't die at the tomb in Jerusalem?
No, dear one.
So we've been told something that isn't true?
Correct.
What would be the benefit of that? Who would benefit from that lie?
Well, at the time, it was the Grail family that benefited because it allowed them to escape to the south of France.
How is that going to change our whole, the Bible? How does that, what happens? So many have believed something that isn't true.
Dear, when the Bible has been changed for the powers that be several times.
Okay. Now, where is my soulmate and when will he appear?
He will appear just as soon as you allow it.
I'm allowing it.
Then he will appear.
When?
That question tells me that you're not allowing it, that you're questioning it.
I'm anxious. I'm just anxious every day for him to appear before me.
Don't live in that place. Live in the place that you know that he's there.
Okay. Can you tell me, Wanta, what is actually happening in this world where so many people are waiting for things to happen as far as the currency, why must we always be put on hold? Tomorrow, not tomorrow. Next week, not next week. It keeps going on and on. Is this the truth that they give us, or is it not the truth?
There are many individuals putting information out there, so it depends upon which ones in particular you're talking about.
I'd like to know when we're going to go to the bank. I'd like to know when we're going to go on the gold-backed currency. Yes. Is that in the beginning, in the middle, the end?
Yes.
Yes means?
In the, 2017.
Like January, February, March, April, May.
2017, dear one.
But you don't know the month. You just know it, the year.
I'm telling you, I don't want you stressing about this because you will stop it with your stress. You don't want that, do you?
No, I'm just...
Okay.
I guess I'm a normal human being on this planet, and we are subject to stress.
That is true.
Okay, that is all the questions for now. Thank you, Vonta.
Okay. You are welcome, dear one.
Thank you, Barbara. Cindy, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, dear one.
Thank you for being here, Vonta. A friend of Velvet, who is on last week's call, is not able to be on this week's call, and she would like some questions answered. Is that possible that I ask for her?
If your voice muscles work, yes.
Okay. Her son is in, would like to be moving from somewhere in the Midwest to where she lives in Arizona. Will he be moving into her home with her?
First quarter.
So that means January, February, March of 2017. Between January and March of 2017?
Correct.
Okay. She has a roommate. She's been trying to get out of her house, and she has told him January 5th he needs to move. Will he be gone on January 5th?
Not without better incentive.
So in other words, she has to just put her foot down, say you're out? Is that
correct.
What you mean?
That is exactly okay. What I mean.
Okay. And then when will she be able to get a newer, reliable car?
Do you mean when will she have the funds to do that?
Or if someone's willing to give her one, either, you know, how, yes, I guess, is the answer. When will she have the funds? Yes? Hello?
Yes. If she allows it, she can have this vehicle on the 19th of January.
Okay. Okay. And then I'd like to ask a couple questions for myself. I did not realize I needed to put water in my car battery because I do live in Arizona, and so my car battery died, and I filled it with water and got it charged up, and I'm being told it could last a day, it could last a year. Are you able to give me a ballpark estimate of how long the battery will keep working? Because at the moment, I do not have the money to go buy a new car battery.
Let me ask somebody who knows. How long are you going to allow that battery to operate?
I want it to last as long as I want it to.
So be it.
So it's up to me. Okay.
It.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So one of the ways I've been targeted is my computer. And I was, am I going to have to replace my computer? Is the part that was targeted, is it so bad it cannot be removed?
So bad it cannot be removed?
Yes.
Don't you mean repaired or replaced?
I still cannot get on this call via the computer, and it's the only thing I cannot hear on my computer. And in the last couple of calls, I've been told that it is in so deep, Apple cannot fix it.
I see.
So would it be best when I have the money to just replace the computer?
Absolutely.
Okay. And then I was reading about the city of Shambhala, and some people say it's real, some people say it's a myth. Could you elaborate on that, please?
Well, there are several beings that would have a good laugh over the question because they live there.
Oh, okay. Yay. And then it's discussed it's in various places in the world. Are you able to narrow it down?
Dear one.
Yes.
It exists in a place on your world that is not in the 3D.
Ah, okay. Okay. And another question about Antarctica.
Yes.
About, will it be in 2017 we'll learn about the ancient structures there in Antarctica that supposedly have been found?
Well, I'm not sure that ancient is the appropriate describer, but you will learn, yes.
So what would be a better describer?
The structures.
Pardon?
Just the structures.
Oh, so there, are you saying they're not ancient? They're relatively new?
Bingo.
So more newer than 1,000 years old?
Bingo.
Wow, cool. Well, thank you for being here. I appreciate it. And
my pleasure.
Mary, I hope your flooding is easing up.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And I got a text message today saying, you're lucky you're in Arizona. They've had a snowstorm for 2 days, and Portland Metro's a mess. So, yay, living here. Okay, thank you very much, Wanta.
Most welcome, dear one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thank
Namaste.
You, Cindy. Bye-bye. Okay, Carol. Welcome, Carol.
Well, thank you. Good evening.
Yes.
I've got a personal problems that I need to discuss with you. I'm trying to straighten out a lot of musculoskeletal problems. And last week, I was trying to stretch out my groin muscles, which has always been really tight tight for years and years, and I way overdid it. Stretching them out too far, and then they wouldn't go back. So I called a lady that helps me a healer, and she kind of reversed that. And I got through that, but I felt like I could have died from that. Could I have?
No, but you could have been in a lot of pain, and you were.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. And I was running around trying to do these things to make it better, and I was making it worse. So would that have, I had not got in touch with that healer, would that have eased up on its own?
Oh, in two or three years, yeah.
Oh, two or three years. Oh, my God. And do you think I would have survived that?
Questionable.
Yeah, very questionable. But anyway, so is it better now?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm still, you know, like when I relax, it will still, you know, my body still jumps around. I still get those electrical charges running through it. Is that helpful to me now, or is that helping it heal up at all?
That's not the case, dear one. That is part of the problem.
Okay, how do I correct that?
Ask me, I will help.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm asking. So anytime I need help, I can just call on you?
Yes, you can.
And you're Quinta?
Wanta.
Wanta. Okay. Oh, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And also, Mary has talked about oxygen therapy. If I purchased that product, would that help with this situation?
Yes.
And would I start out really slow, like one drop three times a day for the first week, and then go to two, and then go to three?
I would start out with five.
Five drops three times a day or just once a day?
Three times.
Three drops a day, and then just keep going with that five?
Yes.
Okay. And we're trying, my husband is trying to get a loan from Wells Fargo in Wichita, and they want him to come in and sign papers, and he's extremely tired. He works really hard, and he's wanting to know if that will go through before he makes that trip in there. Can you help in that regard?
If he will see it as done, complete, it will.
Okay. And the healer that I'm worked with the last time we worked together, she helped me align my soul with my healing. Was that completed? Can you comment on that?
Yes, that work is finished.
Well, wonderful. That will help me a lot, right?
It will.
Okay. All right. That's all the questions I have. And my husband is extremely, works really hard. He's extremely tired. Is he going to be okay?
Define okay.
Is he going to continue to be able to work, I guess, in the condition that he's in?
For 3 or 4 months.
3 or 4 months, and the oxygen drops would help him.
Yes, they will. Yes, okay. They will.
would it pull him out of this? Pretty much?
Pretty much, yes.
Okay, very good, very good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I will be calling on you. And thank you, Mary, for the information about the oxygen drops. I did call those people, and they were very helpful.
Good, Carol. That's great. Okay.
Good night. Oh, one other question. It's going to be snowing here. Are we going to get a lot of snow?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
Okay, next question. Our roofs are really badly damaged. Will they hold up under a big snowstorm?
There will be leaks, dear one.
Leaks that they will collapse.
Leaks.
Just leaks.
Yes.
I think we can handle that probably. All right, I thank you. Good night.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Mary.
Okay, let us take a quick break here. We are having the pleasure of the company of Wanta, an Arcturian, whose specialty is empowerment and working with those who do not feel empowered, which is wonderful. If you are on a listen-only line, and there are two of those, you want to ask a question, which we would love to have you do, there are two Q&A lines. One is toll-free. That is 888-627-6008. And the second one is 323-744-4831. Okay, back to Wanta. Thank you so much for being here, Wanta.
My pleasure.
Is there anything you'd like specifically beyond what you've said already to share with our listeners at this time?
You know, this is a time of great change.
Yeah.
And there are many revelations occurring on your planet. And it's not always clear who you can trust, who you can believe in. So let me make a recommendation to you about who you can trust and who you can believe in. May I?
Wonderful. Please. Yes.
Yourself.
Okay.
Please.
All right. So each person has to develop their own level of discernment and use it.
Indeed.
Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. Can you share with us the current status of what's scheduled for the Electoral College, at which I believe the meeting is next Monday? We've been told so far that those present will be given whatever information is appropriate that they will then disband. Without voting. Is that still the plan or has it changed?
That is the plan, dear one.
Okay. Okay. So that means if it's disbanded and there's no vote and that has to be reported, is that a time when the new governance will begin to be announced in order to explain what's going on?
Correct.
Okay. That is awesome. So they're really going to
start. That information may not come all at once.
Oh, it would be too much for
yes.
a lot of people. Yeah.
Correct. So it will have to come in stages.
Okay. Okay. But the explanation for there being no vote in the Electoral College would be something that would be in line with the changes, that whatever they feel they can explain in stages.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. This is awesome. Do any of the people who will be attending as electors, do they suspect that's what's going to happen?
Some suspect, some no.
I'll bet the majority, or it's a no. Right.
Yes.
That would be my guess. Yeah.
Correct. Okay.
All right. Very interesting. That's only 4 days from now. We've waited so long for some of this stuff to break loose.
Yes, you have.
Oh, this is awesome. All right.
Even better for those of you who have allowed it.
Yes. Yes, I am certainly allowing it. I am so allowing on this thing. Let us just get this moving. Okay.
I'm into that.
Yeah, man, is right. Okay. There's an event that's been talked about for some time by Corey Good, David Wilcox, and others, called The Event Cobra. Cobra's been very big on this. And I've received a report that there's going to be a 15-minute DNA consciousness upgrade for every human, and that is the event. Is that actually correct or partially correct or not?
Mm-hmm. The upgrade will occur. Is that the event? No.
Okay. Okay. And aren't we having an upgrade right now with a major blast from the Great Central Sun?
That you are.
And it started, I believe, yesterday?
That it did.
Okay. How long does it go on?
For a total of 18 days, dear one.
18 days? That's a huge, long time for something like that.
It is a significant upgrade.
Oh, that is wonderful. Wonderful. And the purpose of it, raising consciousness?
Raising consciousness. Raising the limits that people have placed in their minds.
So that people have a better sense of being less limited or more expansive than they've felt before? Is that what you're saying?
More of a sense of the magnificent beings that they are.
Oh, so it's a major self-acceptance, self-worth, self-value kind of thing?
Yes.
Awesome. Because that's certainly needed. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You are most right. Most correct.
Yeah. That is absolutely awesome. Okay. Can you share something about the archons and the word archon, A-R-C-H-O-N, and what that means? I have a private charitable foundation from some years ago that a client set up with that name. And I don't remember his explanation at the time exactly, other than it was something positive. Whereas the information I've been given since then is it's not so positive. Can you share anything about that?
It's not only positive, dear one, it's very positive.
It's very positive?
Yes.
What is the history of that word? What people were, or beings were named the Archons?
They were from a distant planet in your galaxy.
And they came here?
Yes.
And their purpose was?
To assist. Humanity.
Of humanity, okay. At the time.
Yes.
When the planet was much less populated than it is now.
Yes.
Okay. And was the group taken over by something negative at some point, or is it all positive?
There were some infiltrations, if you will, of negative that were dealt with.
and they were dealt with so they didn't take over the word.
Correct. They didn't take over the work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, good. Okay. Current status of things as far as Trump and the appointments that he's fingering, because he can't actually appoint anybody until he's inaugurated, if that's going to happen. Yes, okay. The plan has been presented that he's appointing some people who actually need to be outed, in the sense that they are being fingered for places where they're either not qualified or they would give less than friendly to people advice, and thus Trump would have the opportunity to fire them for cause and have it publicly explained. Is there any credibility in that scenario, that plan?
Well, let's back up just a little bit.
Okay.
Trump's job this whole time has been to stir the pot, yes?
Yes, it has.
Okay. It's continuing.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That's it.
Yes.
Okay. So that means that by appointing some of the people he's appointed with the history that they have, it gets people talking and looking and deciding and figuring and wondering and so forth. So he's bringing to light things that have been hidden or not paid attention to? Is that part of it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is there a possibility that the inauguration would actually take place and then he would resign because of the new governance? Would there be a purpose in that, or will the new governance come in before that? Or do they know at this point?
The current plan is the new governance will come in before that.
Okay. However,
it is subject to change.
Yes. There, I think they major in delay. And that's
I can see how you would go there.
Yes. And I understand that the good guys running this, their goal is to keep down the chaos, and that is a perfectly wonderful goal. Because chaos really doesn't serve very often.
Can't imagine one time it has ever served.
Right, right. So that means stretching it out because of the level of understanding, the low level of understanding of the mass of American people. They just don't know what's been going on. And if things come as a real shock, there can be chaos. So that's why they've had to stretch it out, stretch it out, stretch it out.
Well, I'm sure you have noticed that more and more leaks are occurring about what is coming down the pipe.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, they're getting little hints, if you will.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, the information is spreading out much more broadly than even a month ago.
And yes.
And this is good.
Indeed it is.
Yeah. Okay. So this means when the new governance is announced, at some point they will announce the closing of the U.S. corporation. They'll absolutely explain that to people.
They will explain that it has occurred.
Yes. Okay. And a little bit of history for those who are really not up to speed.
Yes.
Good. Good. I understood years ago that there were 30-minute segment videos made in order to provide expert excerpts about history and events and so forth that most of the American people are not aware of. We were not taught in school, and that are the truth about Earth's history and humanity's history and the universe and so forth. Is that still a viable plan? Are those videos still going to be used?
There will be some use of those, but your ascended masters from this planet will be providing information.
So are you saying that we will have ascended masters speaking like on television?
In a manner of speaking.
Okay. Maybe through channels? Or directly?
Maybe directly.
Maybe directly. That is very exciting. That is awesome. Okay.
Indeed it is.
Yes. Yes. Can you address the status of the reset? And it's my understanding some people have been able to go through their process and have spendable currency, and many others are waiting. Of course, the public is waiting. Is there anything that you can share that would be important at this time?
That is just the leading edge. Abundance is coming for the entire planet.
Yes, I do know and believe that, absolutely, from many sources. There's not just one source.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand there's a Leo Wanta Funds, there's the Global Collateral Accounts, there's St. Germain's World Trust, there's the Prosperity Packages, there's other humanitarian funds from other sources. There's billionaires around the planet that have quietly been giving money to humanitarian projects for some time.
And there's the Chinese elders.
And the Chinese elders, yes, who are a big, big part of this, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We looked at the Tesla solar roof tiles on the Tesla website about a week ago or so, that they're very pretty. And because of the building we're going to be doing, we thought, oh, this would be really great to use. Is that a wise choice? It's going to be some time before the roof goes on. But we were looking at that and thinking, oh, what a nice idea. And they look like regular roof tiles.
They do, and they work.
And they work.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Great. They just have to be installed properly so they connect in some way?
Yes. That's extremely doable.
Okay. Wonderful. What a neat way to do it instead of panels.
Yes.
All right.
Step by step.
Yes. Yes. So that's very exciting. Okay. Do you see us able to move forward with our plans heavily this month? I mean, significant movement this month?
That would be a yes.
A yes. All right. We have waited a very long time, and we are both very much allowing this to happen now.
Good.
Right now.
That is what is needed.
Okay. Do you see us being placed in the position of empowerment before Christmas?
If there is a Santa Claus.
Oh.
You tell me, is there?
Santa Claus is very real in imagination, in energy, in the idea of gifting, of people being
happier. Well, is this a type of gifting that we are speaking of?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Okay. So is Santa Claus a real physical 3D person? No, that's not the kind of reality I'm talking about.
I understand.
So is Santa Claus real with the whole concept of gifting and support and joy and fun and good stuff is real. Yes.
So basically, everybody, every single one of you get to decide if that's real or no.
Okay. Yes? Okay, that's fair.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. I agree. It's fair.
That's quite fair. Okay. Okay. It's my sense that Trump is doing his job magnificently in stirring the pot, right?
Absolutely is.
And that's
give him a medal.
Absolutely. I would do that all day long.
All right. Good.
I know people still having trouble with this, but they're not seeing the whole picture, right?
Correct.
They're not allowing themselves to see the bigger picture.
If they could allow themselves to look at the possibility that he is doing a real service by stirring the pot, it would all shift for them.
That's true. That's true. And that's the ones that I've talked to, that's what I try to remind them, that he agreed to stir the pot. He did not agree to be elected. He did not agree to be president. This is not something he wanted to do. He'd rather go back to his regular life.
Of course.
Of course. Okay. But
I mean, given the choice.
Yes.
You get to go back to your regular life or you get to be president. What a choice, huh?
I think that's a no-brainer choice.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Who in their right mind wants that job?
Really.
I mean, give me a break. That is just too much.
Well, there are those to whom that would be a real coup. That would be a feather in their cap. They would love to take it on.
But that's their ego speaking, is it not?
It is, and they wouldn't serve you for beans.
Yeah, right. They would crash and burn in a week, right?
Maybe less.
Maybe less. Okay. Yeah, what a job. Thankless, absolutely thankless job the way it's been.
Yes.
So it's time for it to go bye-bye. Okay. So there are people still in the stock market or with IRAs or 401ks. Anybody who's asked us, for advice, we've said, get out. Whether they do it or not is up to them. Would this still be a valuable advice generally?
Yes, dear one.
Yes. Take the penalty. Take the money. Do something much more positive with it, which we've made suggestions about, and go on with your life, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or you could always do something fun with it, like support those wonderful water protectors.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm so glad you brought that up. Can you bring us a current report of that situation for the water protectors?
They are still struggling against the powers that be.
Oh, good grief.
Unfortunately. Yes.
Okay. So there's been progress, yes, but this fight is not over?
Not by any means.
Any means. Okay. So it's like the rest of the cabal. They're going to hang on until they've got one fingernail left, and they're going to use that one as long as they can.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good grief. I guess that is a lesson in persistence for the rest of us, what it means when you buy into something to be persistent at it.
What it means to commit.
To commit, yes, and stick with it. Okay. Not that their commitment has been of value to humanity. It hasn't. Other than to give humanity the opportunity to wake up at some point. Okay. Carol, welcome back.
Hi, thank you. I have one more question. I have a lady working with me. Her name is Louise, and she takes me into the, she calls it the holographic realm. Is she helping me?
To? Helping you to? What?
I guess the end result is to take me to my original blueprint.
Yes, she is helping you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And
when I tried to stretch out this groin muscle, what was my motive for that? Was I trying to punish myself, or I was just being ignorant?
You were just trying to ignore the body and do with it that which you wanted.
I thought it was helping.
Yeah. Well, I say again, you were trying to ignore the body and make it do what you wanted it to do.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Absolutely right. And your name has already left my brain. I'm in so much pain. What was it again?
Quanta.
Quanta. Quanta.
Quanta.
Quanta. Quanta.
No, no. Quanta.
T-A. Quanta.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Thank you again. I'm going to be calling on you immediately, okay?
Fine.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Good night.
Welcome. Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. I have a sense that just the election of Trump and his what little connection he's, a conversation, plans, whatever he's had with Putin, that alone has been of value in this short period of time. Is that true?
That is so.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay. There was a report a few weeks ago about Jill Stein raising millions for recounts, which was, to me, absolutely ridiculous. Has that gone anywhere, or is it just the whole thing died and somebody's taken the money?
The money grew wings, so to speak.
Ah, just as one would expect.
Yes.
That crowd, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. And of course, the recount would have no meaning.
Well, of course it has meaning. It increases his lead.
That would be my point. It would increase his lead, would it not?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, Quanta, thank you so very much. We're very grateful and very appreciative of your presence, your beautiful answers, and your helping all the work that you do that helps. Helps so much, helps many. So thank you for being here.
You're entirely welcome. My pleasure. And in the host's words, be good to yourself.
Yes, be good to yourself. Each of us to be good to ourselves, right?
Yes, please.
Yes. Honor ourselves, love ourselves, respect ourselves, be our best self. All of those things, right? And trust.
Trust yourself.
We need to know that the divine plan is in perfect order. And that all is working out fine, as even though it looks like it's not sometimes, that it is. And to just trust and have faith. Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much, Quanta.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.